Striving for excellence is something that Nebraskans expect, and the University of Nebraska took a massive step towards that this spring. Hi, this is Connor Clark with 90.3 KRNU. The Big Ten Conference is home to five top 20 engineering programs in the country, programs that have put the interest of the students and the advantages that they get with their facilities first. Over the past decade, the University of Nebraska has been planning and constructing a state-of-the-art facility to boost themselves into the middle of that conversation with the completion of Kiewit Hall. The 182,000-square-foot, $115 million project broke ground in the spring of 2021, but the process of getting this project going started long before then.
The plan to upgrade the facilities in the College of Engineering on city campus began the study that the University of Nebraska system did probably close to 10 years ago, and the facility among the worst in the entire system.
That's Lance Perez, the dean of the College of Engineering at Nebraska. He, along with others, felt that it was time for UNL to take a step up, as other universities and their programs seem to be ahead.
In my position, I travel to a bunch of different universities. We definitely looked at other universities. So we started out pretty broadly, and then we're, part of the Big Ten, so our Big Ten peers are influential as we look at elevating the stature of the College of Engineering, both in the Big Ten and nationally.
Here's former Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green on the project.
What will become Kiewit Hall? It is the largest academic project in the history of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, with the enabling of a lot of private support.
We really want this.
Now, having a fancy new building is great and all, but the real question is, why is this important?
In the new building in Kiewit Hall, and in a lot of the renovated spaces too, now you can actually see what's going on when people are learning engineering. All of the other buildings were so closed, no transparency, no glass, no windows. So I think that's super important because, students would just sort of like disappear into classrooms and you wouldn't really know what was happening, or they would be in teaching labs, or, you never saw any of that.
Professor Shannon Bartlett Hunt values working together in the space and views that as a selling point for the program.
Because I think when you walk through the building, now you really see all the things that are happening in the college, like I kind of mentioned before. Also, a lot of our labs were not very updated. So even though there was amazing work going on, it was happening in kind of these older rooms and older facilities.
It's the why that will attract students, not only from Nebraska, but across the country. At a current ranking of 97th in the country in engineering, and an enrollment of just 497 at the current date, this facility will only boost the number of students involved, and the ranking will come with that. Reporting for 90.3 KRNU, my name is Connor Clark.